Back here on Radio Row, Dale and Holly with Keith, Sports Radio WEEI, talking now with former New England Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich. Rob is brought to you by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Hey, Rob, how are you?
What's up, guys?
Did you survive Disney okay?
Yeah, I'm heading home right now, actually. A little chafed, you know, a lot of walking, 6 miles a day. It's fun. Yeah, it's great. Screaming kids. It's awesome.
And the whole idea of Ninkovich chafed is something, yeah, I probably could have done without, to be honest with you. But
good detail, Rob, though. Thank you.
It's worse when you're on the beach. I'll tell you that much. Okay, no, I'm good. You got to wear the boxer briefs, you know, halfway mid-thigh. You're fine.
Words to live by, I think.
Right.
Let's talk about Media Day, which happens tonight here in Minneapolis. Did you have any unique experiences during Media Days at your Super Bowl experiences?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be some weird off-the-wall people asking you some silly questions. Guillermo? You know, the little guy that...
Kimmel?
Yeah. He goes around and he goes, excuse me, Ninkovich, I have a question. And he was kept saying Ninkovich. It was funny. I was laughing. I think he was doing it on purpose. But
Did you enjoy it?
Along with it. Oh, yeah. We had fun. I had a good time. You know, those are the things that, you know, some of it can be annoying because you just want to focus on the game, and 2 weeks seems like a long time. When all you want to do is play the Super Bowl, you just want to get to that day and win that game. And they have all these things that kind of make it feel like it's slowly dragging along, you know.
So you played in several of them. So for guys who were just playing in it for the first time, like, what advantage did you think you had over them, whether it's the hype or the actual game and the length of the halftime? What's the big advantage you as a Super Bowl veteran had over a Super Bowl rookie?
I think it was definitely the hype, and I think it was the moment of the game, understanding that, because when you play in your first one, it can be a little bit intimidating. I remember when we lost to the Giants, leading up to that game, I just kept thinking, like, man, I got to win this game. I got to win this game. I got to win this game. If I don't win this game, it's going to be miserable. I'm going to be, you know, and it was miserable when you lose. So, it's just, you almost have to put your mind in a different state to where you're just totally focused on what you have to do to play well. And that first Super Bowl, I actually thought I played well. And then that, when we lost, going into Seattle, all I wanted to do was at the end of that game, look in the mirror and say, hey, man, I played my heart out, and, we won that game. So it was pretty good because I actually I did look in the mirror, and I was pretty pumped after that game. So it was great.
How different is this week, though, not just with the media night that's tonight, but practicing away from your facility for an entire week? How difficult is it to focus on your opponent, and just knowing that, hey, it's Super Bowl week? I'm sure people are talking to you about tickets and just all these other distractions that can go into it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely when you have, you know, that distraction of a new facility, you got to bring all your stuff. So it's not like you're in your locker room, your hot tubs, your cold tubs, your training room, everything that you have in your facility, they pretty much pack it up and they bring it to another place. So, it's just a little bit different. We were in Indy, we were at the Colts facility, and, you know, that was weird. When we were last year, we were in Arizona's facility. So, oh no, actually last year, when we played for the Seattle, we were in Arizona's facility. So it's just weird. You just have to kind of figure out what rooms you're going to, where the meeting rooms are. And it's going to be cold up there. Are you guys up there right now, right? It's cold?
Yeah, it's freezing. Yeah.
It's freezing, yeah. So it's like, okay, great destination. Let's go to negative temperatures. Right? I don't get who, like, thought that was a great idea. Yeah, they have all these cool tunnels. You just stay inside with your big parka jacket on. It'll be great.
It's payback, Rob. It's payback. They built a new stadium, and so the NFL is going to take care of them. That's how it goes.
Yeah. I know. I hear that stadium is awesome, though. So I guess it'll be definitely a great venue. I'm not so sure about, being outside in that freezing cold weather, considering in Boston it's freezing and cold also. So, you know, I know that they wanted to get up there with that new stadium, so I'm sure it'll be a great game.
All right, no, let me ask you this, though. Is it a coincidence we were talking on the way in? Because before we landed, you know, the pilot's like, yeah, you know, 9 o'clock this morning. Yeah, the temperature is 3 degrees outside or something like that. And I was saying to Dale, the Vikings haven't been to the Super Bowl since they played outside, before the Metrodome. Do you think – I know we talk about dome teams, and I instinctively think the dome teams are soft. I don't know if that's a bias on my – if that's false or not. But if they played outside, imagine the home field advantage. That'd be, it would suck for the Vikings too, but it would be terrible for an opponent to come in here and the game time temperature on Sunday is 10 degrees. You think that there's a correlation between playing outside and being a little tougher as a team?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think in Foxborough we definitely have that advantage. It seems to always be cold and windy and, you know, sleeting at the end of the season. So other teams that, you know, have to travel up, and maybe they're a dome team, maybe they're just a warm climate team, it's hard to go perform in that temperature. So I definitely think there's an advantage there. And also a dome team, you know, there's an advantage there of noise. So if you have a dome like the Saints, for example, when you're in New Orleans, that place is rocking. You can't hear anything. So there's definitely an advantage when it comes to being a dome team and not. Plus, playing with the Patriots, Bill, it doesn't matter if it's snowing. We saw that this year, you know, rain, snow, whatever it is, put your stuff on. We're going outside. So, you know, it's not going to matter for the Patriots, but other teams, I definitely think it would.
Talking to former New England Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich, did you ever go into a Super Bowl, and you'd never say it out with your outside the head voice, but did you ever go into a Super Bowl saying, we're going to win this thing?
Yeah, everyone. Every Super Bowl. You know, you have to have confidence. You have to, you know, believe that you're the better team and that you have the better quarterback, you have the better coaching staff, and you have pretty much everything, you know, that you win to win a championship. And every year going into a Super Bowl that I was in, I had confidence that we were going to go in and we were going to take care of business. So, you know, you don't say that because it'd be a big, big issue. And, you know, Bill would definitely kill me. So I definitely would never do that. So, you know, it's something that it's just that quiet sense of, hey, we put in all the work. We've done it from summer to this moment, and we're going to go out there and execute and win this game. So 2 out of 3 times I was right.
So on the flip side of that, how much would you guys pay attention to what other players, or even to a certain extent other media members, would say? Like a couple of weeks ago, Jalen Ramsey for the Jaguars was saying, you know, they were going to win the Super Bowl prior, you know, before they even played the Patriots. Is that something that was on, you know, your radar and some of your teammates' radar as well?
No, you know, I mean, I don't ever fault a guy for having confidence. I mean, sometimes guys can go over the top with it and say some things that it maybe sound a little silly. I mean, I think got a little bit blown out of context because he was at a pep rally and he's probably trying to just pump people up and get everyone going crazy. But on the flip side of that, sometimes guys have that confidence and they play extremely hard and they're just out there flowing. You know, they don't have any nervousness and they're so confident in their abilities that they go out there and they just ball out. So, you know, there's two sides of that. You can have somebody that maybe is a little overconfident and they're talking a lot of trash and they can't back it up. And then you have somebody that really can back it up. So, you know, I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars actually played a lot better than I anticipated, especially in Foxborough. They came up there and they played a heck of a game. So, you know, I tip my hat to those guys because they played excellent for 3 quarters and then, you know, they couldn't hang on.
How do you think the Patriots match up with the Eagles and vice versa?
Well, you know, I think that when I look at the Eagles, they look similar to the Jacksonville Jaguars to me as far as great defense, good front, put a lot of pressure on Tom and their offense. You know, good running game, quarterback play is, you know, I don't know right now. I mean, I think the last 3 or 4 games that Foles has played, I don't know, not great quarterback play. So I'm sure they try to keep it out of his hands and maybe do some a lot of play action stuff, move in the pocket, and try and rely on the run game to keep the sticks moving.
Our understanding is that Rob Gronkowski is progressing very nicely. It is expected that he'll be cleared in the concussion protocol and be able to play on Sunday. Having been through the concussion protocol, how difficult is it to get permission to get back out there and do it again?
I only went through it one time, and I don't even think I had a concussion, honestly, because I don't remember getting dinged, I mean, really that bad. But I had to go through the protocol, and I think it was a little bit less strict when I had mine, because it was, you know, back when we played Seattle, and that was at Seattle. So I played that next week. I mean, I felt fine. I'm sure he'll be completely fine. You know, that extra week really helps him recover. So, you know, they're not going to go into the Super Bowl without Gronk. So, you know, he'll be fine. 2 weeks, he'll be okay.
Although, Rob, I don't know if you saying that you don't think you had a concussion because you don't remember getting a concussion is
not a good sign.
That's not how it works.
Some guys they say I don't remember like getting hit or I don't remember playing. Like I don't remember having any problems. Like I remember playing. I remember getting hit. I remember running down on punt team. I remember Michael Robinson from the Seattle was on punt return, and you know I saw him at the last second. He got me, and he like kind of depleted me. I got up. I lined up on the wrong side of the field. And they were like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know. Maybe I did. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you did.
We'll see in 30 years or 40 years.
That's right."